Tyler Bramlett is the co-founder and head coach of WeShape. They're an organization providing customized fitness programs by giving their members an experience that feels like having a personal trainer, but is affordable for everybody while addressing the social and emotional elements necessary for sustainable health and long-term success. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on the show, brother.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, you know, it's always, you know, you get the business intro and people are like, oh, this guy's, you know, running this business and stuff. But behind every business, there's a story, right? And ours is no different. You know, I was like a lot of people. I was overweight. People made fun of me. I really felt the weight of that at the time. And I think when someone feels shamed for how they look, they kind of have two options. You can either start to hate yourself, or you can put a big mask on and pretend that you like yourself and just kind of shrug it all off. Both are kind of the same, though, underneath it. It's like this level of insecurity. Some people use that to never do anything about it and never take care of themselves. Some people use that as a catapult to push themselves forward. I was the latter. And so I decided one day I didn't want to be overweight. I didn't want to be made fun of. I wanted to have, you know, the body that people wanted, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I got started on it like a lot of people do, looking at the mainstream fitness programs and bodybuilding and all these different things. And as luck would have it, I get hit by a car. And I say as luck would have it, because this changed the course of my life and the work that I get to do today. And the first thing I really learned from this was that most of the fitness routines out there are focused on how you look, not how you feel. Okay. And so when people join a fitness routine, it's always bent around like, I want to lose weight. I want to change how I look. I want to get skinny, all these different things. But when you have an injury, when you have a movement dysfunction, when you're getting older and you have aches, pains, and, you know, tightness restrictions and weaknesses, what gets you out of that isn't some cookie cutter bodybuilding program. It's learning how to move right. It's learning how to strengthen the right muscles, create mobility in the right muscles, and really ultimately learn how to move better so you can feel better. That's something we talk about a lot at WeShape, is the goal. Teach you how to move better and feel better. And so everything I did when I came back from that injury hurt. And I spent the next decade just traveling the country, learning from the best physical therapists, coaches, athletic trainers I possibly could. And I really wanted to learn how to make my body feel better. And I did. I gained strength, flexibility, and I refocused my energy not on changing how I looked, but what I could do with my body. And I think that's a healthier approach, right? One is kind of rooted, if you notice, like in, I don't like myself, so I should change the way I look so I can get approval from other people, right? And the next one is like, I want to do as much as I can with my body to feel good. But underneath it, I'd be lying if I didn't say there was like an egoic pursuit there, right? It was still the same as wanting to lose weight. I was like an ego. I want to do as much as I can with my body. So 10 years after that injury, as luck would have it, I got injured again. And this time it was a whole lot worse. I was doing gymnastics. I came down and my knee went sideways. I tore my ACL, MCL, LCL, quad, meniscus, all in one shot. I've had four surgeries on that knee, one on the other side after that first injury that I had. And so I've had to come back from a lot of injuries. I've spent a year in bed recovering from knee surgeries of my life. And that one taught me something way more important, which is that fitness is not about changing the way you look. Fitness is not about seeing how much you can do with your body. Fitness is about longevity. It's about learning how to take care of yourself. And had I listened to my body when I got that injury doing gymnastics, my body was saying, don't do this. But my coach was like, punch harder. And as I listened to the coach, and when I did, everything went sideways and everything broke, right? And so I think there's literally tens of millions of people out there who feel like the fitness industry's failed them, right? They feel like, I don't care about how I look. I want to feel better. I want to make my knees feel better. I want to live longer. I want to be able to move my body in the ways I used to be able to do it when I was younger again. And nobody's addressing that. Nobody's giving people moves to create more mobility, more strength, more control, more coordination, more awareness of how their body's supposed to move. And that's exactly what we're trying to do at WeShape. And when we pair that with recognizing that the mind is really important too, that's what really makes WeShape special. Because we're here to say, hey, the fitness industry has been telling you for decades that you should hate yourself and you should use that as motivation to get started. Well, guess what? It doesn't work. It doesn't work, George. We've spent more money on attempts to lose weight and try to get in shape, quote unquote, over the last 10 years than we have the 10 years before that, than the 10 years before that, and 10 years before that. And more people are unhealthy, miserable, obese, et cetera. It's not working. And so we flip everything on its head and say, hey, if you want to go to a place where people don't make you feel bad about yourself and try to use that for motivation, but if instead you want to go to a place where people try to encourage you to appreciate your body, learn to take care of your body, learn to give yourself some grace, learn to show up for yourself from a different place. And that's exactly what we do at WeShape. So if you want to feel better in your body, about your body, and just feel overall a lot lighter, right? That's what we do, and that's what we're trying to teach people how to do.
Well, I think we could wrap things up right there because you've just described it perfectly, man. Really well done.
Yeah, appreciate it.
The gift and blessing of horrible accidents. So that'll be
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
but truly, so I work in personal finance. That's my day job,
yeah.
and there's so many different correlations between my work and then what you've been describing. What really hit
Yeah.
me, you're talking about when you're overweight. Versus if I'm in a terrible financial situation, I can hide the financial situation. I can't really hide if I'm 100 pounds overweight or if even 10 or 15 pounds overweight. So it's just a
Sure.
different dynamic. It's following you around, but you can maybe cover that up a little bit. So I think that that's really interesting. There's a lot of people who are
Yeah.
interested in looking wealthy as opposed to being wealthy. So the approach is similar
Yeah.
there. And as a young man, my financial priorities were very different than where I am today, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And getting out of debt and getting on the right track does not require somebody beating me over the head. It's pulling me closer or towards a better life versus trying to shame me and really beat me up.
Yeah.
So many through
Yeah.
lines.
There's so many through lines there, George. Like you just said, people want to look rich instead of be rich, right? That's the same as somebody saying, if I lose 100 pounds, I'm going to be happy. Guess what? I've been in the fitness industry for 20 years. Early on, before I learned these mindset tools, I was doing the same thing as everybody else. I was like, you should feel crappy about yourself because you're overweight. You should do our workouts and we'll help you lose weight and then you'll be happy. And guess what? I watched hundreds of people lose hundreds of pounds. And every single one of them was still miserable because all they did was rehearse self-hatred, right? If all you do is nitpick your weight and your belly and your things, and then it goes away, then you're nitpicking your arms, then you're nitpicking this, you're nitpicking that. You spend all of your time in self-judgment and self-criticism. And so underneath that is what? We want to be seen. We want to be liked. We want to be appreciated for who we are. And I think the same is true for someone who wants to look rich. And I know that because I spent some time wanting to do that in my earlier years. It's like, I want to be seen. I want to be respected. I want to be valued. And I think that's the biggest change that we're trying to make is that you shouldn't need people outside of you to see you and respect you and value you. That's never permanent. That means you're stuck in a hamster wheel of constantly needing to try to look more rich or try to look better naked, right? In order to get that respect, that validation, right? What we want is we want to teach you how to give yourself that validation as you are right now. You don't need that stuff outside of yourself. You need to learn how to cultivate intrinsic value and self-worth. And guess what? When you do, you stop wasting money on stupid shit that you're trying to use to look rich. You stop wasting your energy on crash diets and things to try and lose weight faster. And what do? You start playing the long game. Right? You take better care of yourself. Maybe that's fiscally in your case, and maybe that's physically in my case. And you make better long-term decisions because you're not worried about what everyone else is thinking about you. So yeah, I see the through lines. It's really interesting to tie that together and to say, hey, a lot of us are insecure. We want to be seen, we want to be valued. And I'm here to tell you, the best way to feel seen and valued is to do it for yourself. Yeah.
I love everything about that. And I want to get into some of these mindset tools because it certainly makes sense to me
Yeah.
that there's just so much more that goes into it. And if I'm not aware of that, I've just been doing the same thing over and over again. That's just what I'm going to keep doing. And it's rehearsing
Yeah.
the self-judgment as you said. Here's another
Yeah.
thing that I want to share with you. There's this behavior gap that exists between what I intellectually know and then what I do. In money, it's financial literacy is what I know, and then financial wellness is what I actually do. And it's not
Yeah.
obvious that people understand the just how investing works, but I think most people sort of do. So it's the challenge of bridging that gap. In the world of
Yeah.
fitness, how does that line up?
Yeah, it's the same way, right? So, in the intro, you said we build customized workouts and things like that. Great. We have invested heavily. We've built this incredible software. We've got, I think, 6,500 people using our workouts. Every single one of them has a unique workout, right? But if I give you the best plan in the world, Like you can just give somebody a financial plan, perfect plan in the world, but you don't do it, nothing happens. And the gap between you not doing it and you doing it is between your ears. All right. So the thoughts you think, the beliefs you have, the things you repeat to yourself, your values, right? Your inner critic, those are the things that are going to help you show up and do something or prevent you from doing those things. And so a huge part of what we do at WeShape, especially through our challenges that we run every couple months, is we focus on the mindset tools. We ask you why. Why are you doing this in the first place? And guess what? Everybody leads with fear-based motivation, right? And that could be like, I'm overweight and I think I'm going to die, or like, I want to feel validated by losing some weight. We always bring it back to like what feels good, not what feels bad, right? Because if we feel good about something we're doing, we want to keep doing it. If we feel bad about something we're doing, we're going to eventually stop doing it. And so if your whole fitness experience has been like, I hate myself, so I should go work out and go on a diet, and then you stop and you repeat that cycle, have you ever scratched your head and wondered why that's happening? Well, it's happening because we're stuck in this negative feedback loop and that shame-based cycle, right? Of feeling bad. So the moment we go, wait, I want to feel good. I want to be able to take care of my kids and my grandkids. I want to be able to move freely in old age. I want to fix this old injury. And then we do something about it. We do a 10-minute routine and then we go, I did it. I took care of myself instead of, oh, I should have done 30 minutes or I should have done more, right? So we teach people a lot about giving themselves grace, celebrating every little win they take along the way, understanding their why, the deeper motivational why that skews more towards intrinsic and less away from extrinsic motivation. And then if people go deeper and deeper and deeper with us, we actually have 5 levels of our challenge. So if somebody goes through consecutive challenges, does all the tasks, it can take them about 10 months to go through that experience. And the people who come out the other side, it's like they did 10 months of work with a physical therapist, a personal trainer, and a therapist all at the same time. Because what we just keep reminding them of over and over and again is like, this is your body. This is your life. You got to value yourself. And when you value yourself, you show up and take care of yourself. And when you show up and take care of yourself, you value yourself. So those two build on each other big time, right? And so, yeah, I love what you're doing, George, where the gap between what you know to do and what you actually do, to us, we call that our actual values. So many people think their values are what they say, but their values are what they actually do. Right. So I might say I value saving for my future. I value investing for my future. But if you're spending all your money and you're not saving and you're not investing, then you value spending your money. And sometimes we have to bring that into somebody's awareness and just say, hey, you say you value taking care of yourself, but you're not actually doing it. So how do we get you from point A to point B so that this idealized value, it becomes your real value? Right. And baby steps, a lot of baby steps, a lot of starting and stopping, a lot of grace along the way, a lot of support through community, a lot of support through coaching. Right. But the most important thing, I think, is the willingness for someone to just want to show up and make that change. Because over the course of a year, huge things can happen. And that's another thing I think the fitness industry has really screwed people's mindset up on is it's always 2 weeks, 30 days, right? It's quick fixes. And so we go from thing to thing to thing to thing to th thinking is helping. And when it doesn't help in 2 weeks, we go to the next thing. Well, that's not going to get us anywhere, right? Sticking with the basics consistently is really what gets us far. You know that with investing, right? If you're not saving, if you're not spending less than you're earning, and if you're not saving and investing that, you haven't gotten the basics down. So if you're not showing up and moving your body and taking care of it, doing some basic functional movements, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, if you're not drinking water, if you're not eating foods that you know, agree with your body, we haven't gotten the basics down yet. And absolutely nothing is going to change that. So it's boring sometimes, but it's what really works. So.
Isn't that the truth? I love everything
Yeah.
about it, man. You know, it's like, where's the evidence? You say that your relationships are important to you and your kids. So
Yeah.
let's look at your calendar and see where that's actually showing up. You say that being
Yeah.
financially secure is, but you're spending every penny that you earn. You say that you want to be a healthy person, but where's the evidence of that? And it really shows up in what your real values are.
Yeah.
I imagine a lot of it's that identity. If I think that I'm a lazy POS, well, I'm going to beat
Yeah.
myself up and I'm always going to revert back to that. But if I can shift to I'm a healthy, energetic person who is very
Yeah.
vibrant and is going to my future's better than my past, but I don't know how to necessarily do that for somebody.
Yeah, baby steps. So what I've learned along the way when it comes to the physical side of things is if I have you go and do jump squats or jump lunges or something like that, and you're not prepared for it, you're going to hurt yourself, right? Because we took too big of a leap forward. And so when you just described it, like, I don't feel worthy, I'm a lazy piece of shit, all the way to I'm vibrant and energetic, like, that's too big of a leap. So that's never going to stick. It's never going to work. So what we tell people to do is first become aware of the inner critic, right? Most of us are have these issues, these traumas, these whatever we want to call them, that pops up over and over again. And we walk past the mirror, oh, you're so gross, you're overweight, you lazy piece of shit, whatever it is, right? The first thing is, wait a second, I'm criticizing myself. That's it. If all we do is build awareness of the times that we're criticizing ourselves, we've woken up to choice. Prior to that, we were asleep at the wheel. We weren't doing anything. We were just believing all the thoughts that we think. You don't have to believe all the thoughts you think. So we have to pause and we have to say, I'm aware that I'm treating myself unkindly. And then once we build enough awareness to recognize it in the moment, we can start turning down the volume of the inner critic and turning up the volume of the inner cheerleader with things that are believable. So if it's, I'm really negative, I can't just go straight to I'm positive and vibrant and all this different stuff. I can go to, I do my best to show up every day and do something to take care of myself, right? And then all that person needs to make that their actual identity is to do just like one thing, you know, do one stretch, do 1 minute of breathing, do, you know, one quick little workout routine, go for a quick walk, right? Drink a glass of water instead of a glass of soda, whatever it may be. And then that starts to fortify the new identity. Now we've taken one step forward. And that becomes believable and ingrained. Then, as we start to build that identity, we notice new things popping up that are criticizing us, and we build more inner cheerleader around that. And over the course of weeks, months, years, that's when we start to look in the mirror, and that voice wants to creep up, and we start to laugh at it because we're like, I can't believe I let that voice treat me that way for so long, right? And we start to replace it with, I accept myself as I am. I'm showing up and I'm taking care of myself. And I'm really proud of me, and I'm really grateful for this body that's carried me throughout my life. And it takes baby steps, though. You know, you can't get there in giant leaps. And it's same with movement, same with mindset. So that's what we try to do, is just surround you with the next best thing right in front of you as often as we possibly can, so that you can make those steps forward.
Stacking little wins.
Yeah, stacking little wins, right? I mean, you know, when you work with people, if you tell them, hey, I want you to save $1,000 a month right now, like, that's probably way too big of a leap for them. But if you're like, hey, I want you to find $5 a week, right? Everybody can find $5 a week. You know, you could probably pick up $5 worth of change if you're walking around the city. You know what I mean? So, like, that's palatable. And that's the momentum that you need for that person to say, I'm a saver. I save $5 a week. And then 10 and 20 and 40 and 50. And right. And that's the momentum that you can generate. But I think way too many people, we take too big of a step forward. And it knocks us down, and we take a step backward again. And if you examine your fitness journey, most people do that over and over again for decades. They take one step forward, one step backward. Where do you go when you take one step forward, one step backward?
Nowhere.
You go nowhere. Yeah, right. And so I tell people, what if we took 10 steps backwards and that allowed us to take 20 steps forward? Right. That's the real message there. And I can just really bring it down to starting with the basics, changing that identity through action and through our mindset. And then as we build that new identity, keep strengthening it, right? As someone who really loves values and takes care of themselves.
I love it. So one of the challenges, I'm sure, is just it's overwhelm, especially when you start looking at all the stuff. I'm supposed to drink how much water? I'm supposed to eat how much protein? I'm supposed to get how much sleep? I'm not supposed to be stressed out, and I'm getting stressed out just thinking about it. I've got to do cardio, I've got to do weights, and I've got to do laundry and get my kids at a certain time. So obviously we've been talking about small bites, but incorporating all the different elements that lead to a healthy life, it's the same thing.
100%. There's two things I want to say about what you said there. I used to, as a personal trainer, give people like the 40-page nutrition manual, and this is what you should do, and like all this different stuff. And it didn't take me very long to realize that nobody was doing anything, right? When you give somebody a million things to work on, they work on zero. But if you give somebody one thing to work on, then it's really easy. It's like you have simple accountability between them and themselves and us and them too. And, you know, since we focus mainly on starting with movement to help people reconnect with their bodies and start learning to take care of their bodies, I tell people your baseline goal is this. If you did two 10-minute routines a week, Just 2 10-minute routines a week. You probably won't even break a sweat in 10 minutes, right? Like, start there. If you only did that for the next year, that would be 100 routines in a year. There's a 0% chance you wouldn't be stronger, more flexible, feel better in your body. Your aches and pains would go away. You feel more confident in a year with just 2 10-minute routines a week. That's it. Like, go slow, go steady, make it really small, make it so palatable that there's no way you can't succeed. And that's what we tell people to do as a starting point. And guess what? They get into that rhythm. A couple months goes by. It's 3 routines, 4 routines. Some people start doing them every single day. Some people start dipping into 20, 30 minute routines. But that's why we give so much flexibility with routines that we shape. Because when we had 30 minute routines only, people would have an excuse. Now, if I tell you got as little as 10 minutes, like if you tell me you don't got 10 minutes twice a week, like we probably shouldn't work together, right? You know, like I just can't work with somebody who can't look at me in the eyes and say, I could probably find 10 minutes twice a week, you know? So we start there. And then the second thing is, you bring up something really powerful, George. So many of the people that we work with, especially the women, are conditioned to get praise from what they do for others. And so the theme is, I wake up each day, I say yes to everyone else, and then I say, I'll save time for me. And at the end of the day, what happens? I'm too exhausted. I'm too burnt out. I don't have any more time. I say no to myself. And a huge thing that we try to teach people is no one's going to do this for you. And you've got to make yourself the most important person in your life. This does not mean you're going to neglect your responsibilities or do anything like that. It's 10 minutes, like I said, right? It just means like get up, take care of yourself, carve out some time in your schedule and make that non-negotiable. And the more people can embrace that lesson of just, I get to spend time to take care of me. I deserve that, right? There's like an intrinsic self-worth element to that. And also we give them the tools on how to say no to people too. We help people learn how to set boundaries. We help people learn how to like cut people out of their lives that are just sucking their time and energy. And ultimately what we want you to show up and serve others from a place of feeling like your cup is full, not from a place where it's empty because you never did anything for yourself first. So, huge on that. I think this, all of us say yes to so many things and we forget to say yes to ourselves. Well, if I fast forwarded your body 20 years from now, you would probably get started on this right now, right? If you didn't do anything about it, you know? So just remember that, like it's now. Now is the time that we can start making a change. So yeah, hopefully you show up for
yourself. Yeah, I love that. And I'll just throw some more personal finance stuff on there. You need to pay yourself first. Because if you get
I love
to
it. There you go.
You know? If you pay everybody else first and you wait around to the end of the month to pay yourself, well, there's not going to be any money left over. So,
yeah, that's good. It's so similar. I'm loving this conversation because I can see the through lines as well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is awesome. And it all works virtually.
Yeah, 100%. So if you're ever interested in trying out WeShape, you know, you can check us out on any of our socials. We have a lot of movement content just to get familiar with us. We got our own podcast called the Feeling Lighter Podcast, where we focus on the mindset tools to feel lighter, not to become lighter, but just to let go of all these expectations we put on ourselves that make us miserable. We have retreats. We do one-on-one coaching. And then we have an app with our main program, which is customized workout routines. Also access to our group coaching calls and our community in there as well. So yeah, it all works through your iPhone, your tablet, your computer. You can stream it to your TV. And like I said, every routine is customized to you. So if you have tight hamstrings and a pain in your lower back, well, our routine is going to focus on helping you fix those things. Right. And, you know, we've had a lot of success with people completely changing the way they felt in their bodies. And then in the long run, changing the way how they feel about themselves and their experience of life by using it. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, so tell your appreciation, share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. What's the best way to connect, Tyler? Download the app.
Yeah. Yeah. Go check out WeShape.com. You can jump through our new client onboarding quiz there. So that's where we ask you a bunch of questions. We actually use the answers to these questions to build your routine. You can try the routine for 2 weeks for free. See if it's a good fit for you. If it is, great. Say hi on one of the coaching calls. If not, no worries at all, right? So we always try to make sure that people experience results up front first. And otherwise, you know, we're all over social media, WeShape, or if you want to check out our podcast, Feeling Lighter Podcast.
Excellent. So once again, check out WeShape.com and take that quiz. And just there's really no harm in getting involved for that 2 week period and jumping on some of the calls and experiencing the community. Check out the Feeling Lighter podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And again, share this with people that are interested in being healthy. So thanks again, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks, George. Appreciate it.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.